This is an issue that has come up on many occasions where we have a lot of our local authority tenants who are in houses, and due to overcrowding and lack of space, they have sought a transfer. But unfortunately, the transfers aren't available for those people. And I'm calling on the council, and they have agreed to write to Minister James Brown to seek the accessibility and the funding that the government can provide to enable local authorities to build extensions and or convert attic conversions for additional bedrooms for families who are living in overcrowded council properties. This would allow the people to stay in the area where their families are going to school, where their children are playing on the local sports clubs and that. And especially since the local council do not have larger houses for those families, this would allow them to give an extension for the local authority house on the existing property and keep that family in that house.
How likely do you think would it be, and realistically, how much funding are we really talking here, Councillor Mulvey?
Well, I suppose we would need to, first of all, go through maybe the list of people who have sought transfers due to overcrowding in the council. But I think it's something that the government needs to look seriously at. We have a huge shortage of housing in our county. We have a huge shortage of larger houses. And where we have people that maybe moved into a one-bed or two-bed house some years ago, and they have started a family, and children, as they progress in age, need their own bedrooms, those children now are maybe sharing a room with three and four children in a room, and that's not, you know, it's not good for the family, it's not good for their mental health, and it's something that if the government invest in these local authority houses, this money that they put in will stay in the county. It's the property of the local authority. So the money, it's money well spent. And I think it's something they need to look seriously at.